How are you doing?
I'm good. Why do you ask?
Because I'm getting calls from the dispatch. Please tell me that you called legal and that you are not giving statements or reports. Brandon, please.
I have not done that yet. No, I've called James and Julie. Neither of them answered.
Oh my God, y'all. Y'all gotta stop.
You told me to check in. No, I called our legal counsel to be reminded. You said you need to call and ask. I just want to get on the same page. And I did not make a statement. They're just calling because they want more information. I can play the voicemail he left for me if you'd like.
I am not talking to anybody. I'm not calling anybody. Please do not talk or call any press. Talk to legal. Don't. Okay, Brandon? Please talk to legal. I am trusting you so much.
I didn't answer their call. They called and left a voicemail. I didn't answer it.
Who helped you draft this document when you told me many, many people, many meetings? Who helped you draft it?
We should not have this conversation now.
Brandon?
What did they call and ask you?
I have not answered any calls. He didn't leave me a voicemail.
Okay. Do you want to hear the voicemail he left me?
I want to hear what you are thinking of in your head, because right now, I need you to promise me that you are not going to breach what we all said. As I understand it, nobody is talking to press.
This is very challenging because I have to think about what's best for the board as a body, but there's seven people who nobody seems to trust each other. I also have to think about what's best for me individually. And so this is very challenging. And I'm getting a lot of different... If the board isn't going to meet until 2 weeks and decide how we're going to move forward for, as it relates to the task force and how we're going to communicate what we're doing, then it's going to make this worse. We need to be addressing the business of the board. That work can't stop because of the situation we are all in.
Okay. I get that point. I understand what you're saying. It's my understanding that it stops.
Please, no one wants to escalate.
Please confirm that with legal. It's my understanding that nobody's talking, that all work has stopped, Brandon.
The counter statements from me and Christina are not going to go away.
Brandon, I'm just telling you what I understand. It's my understanding that what we all said was everything stops. It stops. That's what we said. As I understand it, it stops. No statements, no work. It just stops. So please follow up with legal, because that's how I understand it.
Okay. We need to really address the work of the task force, and we need to do that immediately.
Brent, that's what I'm saying. It stopped. There's nothing. It stops. Everything is stopped.
The task force?
Everything is stopped. The task force.
Moving forward with it.
The task force is the superintendent's work. Our board is doing nothing right now. No statements, no work. It just stops. Are we clear that everything stops? Please follow up with legal, but as I understand it, everything stops. stops. Okay? Cole did not leave me a message. I'm not calling him back. I hope you will not call him back. Okay?
I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Brandon, please. It's my understanding that everything has stopped. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Nothing to do.
Us not doing anything is not the same as this situation ending. And I think people are thinking that this is just another thing that we can wait till the moment blows over. But if we don't find a way to move forward past this out of the task force, then it won't. And this board, if people... I will not be the only board member saying that we need to change directions privately, because at this point, I'm getting ready to start emailing colleagues that to say we need to change directions so I can at least get a public records trail saying that at least in this moment, despite all the shit I found myself in, I'm the one saying that this needs to stop, because no one is doing that. And it's getting to the point where if you guys aren't going to address this task force and address how we move forward, then it makes me feel like I need to be letting people know that, hey, I'm willing to. The president's not willing to. She's not willing to convene us. She's not willing to have the conversations. And then people can start asking Christina why we aren't making concessions.
Why do that? Who stands to gain from this? Why? Why? At this point, you have a community saying, who helped you draft this document? You have a community saying, who was in that meeting? You have a community saying, why was trust breached? Mm-hmm. And you opening up another can of worms to create a paper trail. What is that going to do?
When I walked, I was led to believe that we would not be acknowledging the document at our meeting yesterday. I also thought people would be much, much, much angrier. And so I made that miscalculation, but I was led to believe we would not be acknowledging that. When Christina showed that to me an hour before the meeting, it put me in a really bad position.
I wasn't in that meeting. Who was in that meeting?
It was with Julie and the other woman from her firm.
Brandon, I was not in that meeting. You were in that meeting. You said Christina and Julie and the firm was in that meeting. Other board members don't know what is happening right now. And y'all keep escalating and doing this stuff. And it's just making it muddier and messier and muddier and messier. Over a document again that people are still saying, who helped you draft it?
That question goes away by giving people something else to focus on, because we responded divided. Once again, the Board of Education cannot get on the same board. We could have all went into that meeting on the same page. We're not addressing it. That was an option. We're coming up with a solution. Come on. The people are going to keep asking that question, and the reason why CEA isn't doing anything is because they don't have to. We're fighting with each other. As long as we all have knives out for each other, they don't need to do anything. They don't need to use their time or energy. That's why they were quiet yesterday.
Because, Brandon, from every indication and every person involved, you created and drafted and wrote and brought in that document. But you said many people, many meetings. Do you have a mini?
I'm not supposed to be releasing anything additional.
Brandon, this is me and you. Do you have a mini?
I always have something in my back pocket.
Brandon, it sounds to me like you don't have a mini. So if you don't have a mini, can we please minimize this fire? You simply say what is already out there known, that you, drafted, created, and wrote the document that trust was breached.
I thought we weren't saying anything. I thought none of us were doing anything.
I am talking about to our colleagues, Brandon, not to the public.
Oh, well, that's different.
Brandon, at some point, what our colleagues need you to do is to take responsibility. And I'm not saying you're the only one. Sarah and Jennifer also need to take responsibility. But we need to deal with that issue before you start emailing people about a task force. Do you think they're going to reply to you?
No, but I at least want people need. Why is no one focused on the work of the district right now? I don't understand that.
We are in a state where we need to pause, Brandon. Every individual needs to be reflective on why we're doing the work that we're doing and who we're doing that work for. And we're not saying that the work won't get done, that we're not going to return to it. But what I understand is, as a board and as colleagues, we said we were not going to talk to press. As board and colleagues, we said that we were not going to do anything else. And today, I get a phone call from the dispatch. After I talk to you and you tell me, oh, people are saying I should do a paper. And I say, no, Brandon, call legal. And so in this call, all I'm saying is, Brandon, call legal. But it is my understanding we're not doing any work. We are just taking a pause. We're not talking to any press. We are just taking a pause.
For 2 weeks?
Does it matter what the time is, Brandon? If
yes,
it takes
it
two
does.
Weeks, if it
People
takes 2 weeks, if it takes 2 weeks, it takes 2 weeks. What I need you to do is be self-reflective. You said a many meetings, many people.
I think the only item of concern now is until people start to connect things that were on that paper and things that actually happened. I think that will be the next topic of conversation. Not because I've given it to anybody, despite the fact that I want to, I haven't, but people are going to start to, as they digest it, people are going to say, oh, the board meeting was moved. Oh, 8 of the 10 speakers were positive for the task force. So that will be the next story to break. And again, like, we didn't even address how to confront that.
Brandon, you just said, without you releasing it, did you create another document?
No. What would be the other one?
You just said people are going to start questioning the document, and I haven't released it yet.
No, sorry, I will clarify. People are going to start digesting it and noticing, for example, oh, the board meeting moved. Huh, that couldn't have just been Brandon. He can't move the board meeting location. And then people are going to start asking questions like, oh, what other things on here were done? And so that's the next story that will be breaking. I have not created anything else.
So you are, Brandon, I swear to God, you are calculating that people are going to start to infer this many from actions?
I haven't done anything all day. I have not sent out a
statement. No, I didn't say you've done anything. I didn't say you've done anything. I'm just trying to follow your logic and your reasoning. And right now, your logic and reasoning is that people are going to infer who the many is, your many people, your many meetings that helped you create this document you're claiming. Many people helped you create, many meetings helped you get to. You're saying the many is going to be identified by people going through and analyzing the meeting got moved or this got shifted? That's how you're going to get confirmation for your mini?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying people are going to start to actually dive into it and make connections about written things versus things that actually happened, is what I'm saying.
Brandon, people want to know who your mini are and what these mini meetings you're referring to are. That's the question.
That's why we decided last night that nobody would be saying anything moving forward.
Because you don't have a mini. So now the plan in your mind is that we just return to work?
Yes. Let's do our
job. Oh my God. Brandon. Oh my God.
Let's come up with a way to move forward. Okay. We need to have a whole board conversation. Are we continuing the task force or are we not? And if we're not.
Oh my God, Brandon. So you don't have a mini. Let's just clarify. You don't have a mini. Is that correct?
I'm not answering that question. I do think we need to return to work. I really do.
Because you don't have a mini. Because you don't have a mini. So, Brandon, level set with me so I can understand your thought and your logic here. One, do you have a mini? Yes or no?
Dr. Pierce, you know why I don't want to answer that question on the phone? Because now we're all suspicious of everybody. Because
you don't, Brandon. I need to understand your logic. Do you have a mini of anything, a mini of people, a mini of meeting? You said many people, many meetings. Do you have a mini?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't ask me what it is.
Oh my God.
Or who it is. Please don't ask me that.
Okay.
I will continue. I'm not going to send out a statement. I'm not going to talk to reporters. If I do, unlike some people in our organization or orbit, I would at least have the respect to pick up the phone and call all six people and let them know I'm departing from that agreement. So you all will have a heads up. I wouldn't just do that and not say anything. I called James and Julie. I'm waiting for them both to call me back. Can I call you back later this afternoon? Someone's giving me a call.
Brandon, I do not want to ever be recorded with you. I do not want to... I don't know what you're doing next. But I want to be clear that nothing should be done. As I understand it, no talking to press, no working on anything, nothing.